What
about a stronger word than that?
You want a real strong one? No good. I mean,
did you ever use the term trash?
I've heard people say that.
How would they use that?
They say they ain't nothing but trash.
How does that sound to you?
Well, I go back to what I've said that I don't like to embarrass anybody. Someday I may be in that same situation, you know. I have compassion for people.
What do blacks call whites that they look down on?
I've heard blacks say that old white trash, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't follow all this. And I was born and raised here, right in this place. Like I said, When I ran this last time, a fellow lady that her husband shaved my grandpa when he died. Back then, no funeral. She said, Mr. J.C. said, you don't remember me. Says, I'm Millie. I said, Millie, I thought you were dead years ago. She was real. She said, no, sir. Says, and I want you to come see me. Says, I'm going to vote for you. Because your grandpa was such a good white man, said, and you had to be a good man to be raised on. And it makes you feel good, you know.
What would you call someone who lives way out in the country and doesn't get into town much?
Some people call them country hicks, country boy.
Is that insulting or joking?
I would say joking.
How do people know here? We acted in civil rights demonstrations
that
was going on about 10 years ago.
Different. We had one little problem here, and I wasn't involved in it. It happened on a Saturday night. We have those kind of things going on up here every Saturday night, you know, drinking and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been a part of any, you know, that. Depending on who you're talking to, you know, some people. But a lot of people don't really mean what they say. You know, they say, let's go kill him. You say, here's a gun, go ahead. He's dropped the gun, he won't take it, you know. It's big talk. You know.
Mm-hmm. The Delta kind of has a reputation for being a pretty racist society, especially over in Mississippi. Do you think that's true around here?
I would have to say at one time, yeah, but now I feel like it. We made great strides here. I may be wrong.
The mayor's black now, right?
Yeah.
Were people upset about that?
The only thing I can say about it, sure, anybody that gets beat, you know, they're upset. But I can show you the records downstairs where that mayor got 77 votes in a predominantly white area where there was only 5 blacks registered. So he had to get 72 white votes. And that was the only place that I personally could say the ratio of white. I'm sure there were 3 men on that town council that got over 70 votes over.
Mm-hmm.
They went in the first vote. This black man right here that just came to Clyde Ross, he beat the former president of this police jury by 1,000 votes. He got over 800 white votes.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a good man. He has
so
a lot.
You don't think people will think in terms of race?
I say this. I don't think either race should predominantly control any board due to the fact that, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's some of both kind of. If it wasn't but 2 black people and it's all white, or 2 Dagos, or 2 China. I don't think they should, just because it was only 2 of them, that they should have